Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the 2022 Oklahoma State University Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours underway across the Wheat Belt of the state of Oklahoma. Check with your local extension office to get details of the plot near you, and you can go to okwheat.org to find out details of the wheat field days that are planned between now and the end of May. The plot tours are a great way to compare wheat varieties side by side in your part of the state. That'll give you more information in making wheat variety decisions for your farm operation. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, proud to support the Wheat Improvement Team and the development of wheat varieties in the state by wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver that address the agronomic challenges in the Southern Plains and produce a high-quality wheat for the end user. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, this year, a lot of farmers and ranchers are not seeing an active, healthy growing wheat crop, but what they are seeing is a lot of weeds. I had the opportunity to sit down with Misha Manucherry, Small Greens Wheat Extension Specialist at OSU, and she said one of the best things we can do is just try to take care of the crop.
Yeah, it's amazing when you don't have a healthy, actively growing crop, how our weeds are going to fill in. And so I always say, one of the best cultural practices we can do is just taking care of our crop. This year, unfortunately, it was kind of out of our hands with moisture. But it's a good reminder that when we do have moisture, plant the right variety, make sure we fertilize, because that will help so much with weed control.
Some of the problems Manucherry said she tries to research and stay ahead of are controlling grasses in the wheat.
Our weeds adapt to the crops that we plant. So our worst weeds are always those that are similar to our crop. And so in wheat, that's our grasses. What I've learned after living in Oklahoma for 6 years is cattle brings a lot of diversity. And so sometimes we lack the diversity in cropping systems because we have the grazing component. And so I've learned to just respect that and try and help managers.
In the last 20 years, Manucherry said Clearfield has been the only herbicide-resistant or tolerant wheat crop, but now there's something new.
And now we have Coaxium. So Coaxium varieties allows us to spray aggressor herbicide over the top. Aggressor herbicide isn't a new herbicide. It's a group one. So if you've ever planted canola and you've sprayed something like Assure or Select, same kills in the same way. So we get grasses once they're emerged. So for all the problems we have in Oklahoma, Coaxium cleans up a lot of our grassy weeds.
In a year where we're really investing in our wheat crop, Manucherry said she gets a lot of calls on harvest aids and asking what producers can take care of the greens and get their combines in the field.
I don't know how many I'll get this year just because the crop doesn't look that great. Just a reminder, with harvest aids, they're expensive. So think about if that investment makes sense for you. And you're not really controlling the weeds that are there. You're kind of suppressing them. But the seeds have likely already entered your seed bank. And so what you see now at harvest, let's look at those species. Let's find out what they are. What brome is it? Let's identify them so we can come up with a plan for next season.
Once again, that's OSU's Misha Manucherry. You've got farm news on Ron. If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.